The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. In a Japanese bomber unwillingly donated by the enemy, Jungle Jim and his raiders are in serious trouble. First, an enemy patrol plane recognized them and summoned help. Then, a squadron of American carrier-based planes joined in the attack. To add to their troubles, the night is bright with moonlight. Only a cloud bank saved Jim and his men from disaster. As it is, one of the bomber's engines has been shot out, and their desperate attempts to locate the Americans by shortwave radio were all in vain, for the radio was shot out too. Leaving the cloud bank, they saw that one of the Yankee planes was in trouble. By following it, they have located the carrier. Immediately, an anti-aircraft barrage surrounded them. Jim does his best to dodge.
We cannot stand much of this, Jim.
One of them, we're still in the air, Singley.
Horn gun to pilot. Horn gun to pilot.
Yeah, Mac?
I don't think those guys like us, Jim. Can't we climb out of their reach?
I'm trying to, Mac. It's a tough trick with just one engine.
Bombay to port gun. Bombay to port gun. What you want, Johnson? Hey, cop a candle through the locker. See if we've got any parachute. I'm way ahead of you, boy. And the answer is a great big no.
Hail gun to pilot.
What is it, Colo?
Run, Jim. It must no go up. Better not go down. Tighty chop chop.
Listen, Colo. Their aim gets any better, we won't have to worry about going down.
It is unfortunate our wireless was destroyed.
Yeah, you're right, Sting. You get through to them and identify ourselves.
I have tried every wavelength, Jim.
What the... That was close.
See, one to worry about is always the next one, Jim.
It only climbed. That's all I can do to maintain this altitude.
We had better go down.
Yeah, that's what I think. Make a crash landing within pickup distance.
It seems the only thing.
All right. Listen, you guys. Sing Lee and I agree that we ought to try for a crash landing and hope they'll pick us up. But it's up to you fellas to decide.
Sounds like a long chance, Jim. But the only one we've got. We can't stand much more of this. That's a cinch.
You got right, Twin.
How about the rest of you? Sorry, what's your mother? Get your thing?
No. You?
Seem to be all here. Pilot the crew. Anyone hit?
Yeah, Jim. Sabi.
Sabi. Is he bad, Mac?
Yeah. Real bad.
Can I help?
Need any help, Mac?
I don't think it'll do any good, Jim.
It's something to our elevator, too. It's all I can do to keep this crate from going into a spin.
Let me take a stick for a while.
That no thing, but throw it over to Duel, will you? The two of us ought to be able to manage it.
Now, that is strange. Not to say peculiar.
It's better with the two of us. No, what is thing?
They are not firing at us any longer.
Say, you're right. Pilot the crew. Can anyone see why they stopped throwing it at us?
Not from the bombing, Jim.
No, same from tail gun.
No. All I can see is the carrier and the moonlight down there. But whatever the reason is, I'm all for it.
Tail gun to port gun. How tummy now, Mac?
Not good, Colo.
We had better keep as far away from the carrier as possible, Jim, just the same.
Yeah, thing. Taking no chances against those Navy gunners.
What is wrong?
I don't know, but I don't like the sound of it.
What happened,
boy? Haven't figured out yet, fellow. Unless that direct hit got the motor, too.
Will it stop again, Jim?
Nope, thing. Just rolled over and died, that's all.
What's that deposit? What's going, Jim?
We do, Mac. Beginning now. Attention, crew. Hang on and stand by for a crash landing. I'll glide her down as slowly as I can. But if you know any prayers, now's the time to say them.
Slowly, the ungainly Jap bomber settles toward the sea as Jim and Sing Lee strain their muscles to prevent a crash. We'll see what's in store in just a moment. Right now, I'd like to give you a password, a phrase that admits you to never-failing entertainment. That phrase is the Comic Weekly. Yes, 15 million readers know that the exciting pages of the Comic Weekly contain more than 24 of your favorite features, features that make Sunday morning adventure time. These vividly illustrated, thrillingly told picture stories are your passport to a world of action with a capital A. They stimulate your imagination, tickle your sense of humor, bring you wholesome entertainment week in, week out. That's why the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. That's why 15 of the nation's leading Sunday papers are proud to distribute it. And that's why it finds a welcome in over 6 million homes each week. Ask your dealer for it yourself this Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. It's your password to exciting fun. Now, back to the moonlit waters of the South Pacific and Jungle Jim.
Port gun to tail gun. Better crawl out of there, Kolo. This isn't going to be a healthy spot when we hit.
It's okay, Punchim.
Sure, Kolo. Max's right. Time,
The one that you think the bomb made, Jim?
Yeah. Better get upstairs with the others.
Feel good to stand up again. How stubby now, Mac?
Oh, he isn't conscious, Colo.
Could not stop bleeding?
I made a tourniquet, like you see, but...
Him got much bad color.
Yeah, no matter how much I see of guys getting it, I'll never get used to it.
Sabi bin Tuan Besa, good man. Him saving my life, and now me do nothing.
There's nothing anyone can do, Colo. And being unconscious at least means that he isn't in pain.
Hiya, stranger. How Sabi?
Him be died, Thompson.
That bad, huh? I'm sorry. He was the right guy.
Yeah, his pulse is plenty weak, but it's still there.
Ain't there anything we can do?
No, not for Sabi. But you can do something for yourselves.
I'll call your shot, Pop.
Knock these windows out, see? If they shatter when we hit, their splinters will go through us like bullets.
You catch right, Mike.
Okay. Hand me that rifle, Colo. Thanks.
Better you move Sabi, Mike.
Okay.
Fire the port gun. I'll Sabi, Mike.
He's thinking fast, Jim.
Watch yourself, Max.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Get it all out.
Boy, that ACAC really went through here, didn't it?
Yeah, and Sabi was standing right where you are now, and he got it.
Uh-oh. I can take a hint. There. How you doing, Colo?
Okay. Much fun for smash anything Japanese, even glass.
I don't put much stock in these skimpy safety belts the Japs use, but they're better than nothing.
Hey, you kidding? You fasten one of those things around you, it'll slice you in two when we hit.
Nuts. I said to fasten them.
Mackie, no bet, Thompson.
Oh, okay. But I ain't liking it.
I'd rather see you sliced in two than knocked through the roof, kid.
Fire at the crew. We're dropping fast now.
Oh, he's telling us.
The carrier is behind us about a mile.
Port gun to pilot.
Yeah?
How come they stopped throwing iron at us, Jim?
That's what Singley and I wonder. But they're still watching us, don't worry. When they see us hit, they'll come after us.
Jim, better, or we...
If I have any luck putting it down... Get that side door open as soon as you can and scram out of here. Confirm.
Roger, Jim. Wilco, what about you?
Well, Sting and I will both have the handler. We'll get out the best we can.
How much longer will it be, Jim?
Not much. We're at 1,000 feet now.
Get those belts fastened, you guys.
Sabi, you got no belts now, Max.
You sure, Colo?
You tried.
Oh, yeah. The poor guy.
Us been lose good friend.
We sure have. Boy, we'd have been captured in Java for sure if it hadn't been for him.
If I knew in prayer, I stay him for Sabi.
Well, that thought is your prayer, Colo. Now, you better get ready.
I ready. 50 belts been made for a midget.
Yeah. Japanese paper, please copy.
Say, before we fasten them on, we better get rid of our clothes.
Good idea. Let know how long it's got to swim.
Hey, I wonder if there are any sharks in these waters.
Well, my boy, that's a subject that you'll soon be an expert on. What's wrong with you?
Knocking my shoelace.
Here, yours next.
Pilot to crew. Altitude now 600. Chances look good. Water's very calm.
Hey, you hear that, you guys? Chances look good.
Oh, sure. Everything's ducky. All we have to do is figure out how to live in the middle of the Pacific.
Easy, boy. We all got much excitement. Plenty scared.
Yeah? You too?
Yeah, anybody says that he isn't is a cock-eyed liar.
Well, Jim wouldn't come up with a wrong rip, would he? I mean, he wouldn't say that just to keep us kept up.
No, Thompson. Him no do this.
Anyway, you can see for yourself how calm the water is. like a mill pond.
We're dropping fast, ma'am. Altitude 300.
Any minute now, you guys. You better get set.
Oh, I hate to leave this wallet behind. It's got all my things.
Me by your big fine wallet. After World War I, Johnson.
Yeah.
Better now you fasten belt.
Yeah. Jim's leveling off swell. You all set, Johnson?
Yeah. I'm not exactly dressed for a heavy date, but I'm ready.
Stand by, man. This is the kickoff.
Oh, brother! Oh, I see what you meant about the safety belt.
Yeah, sure. You're going right through the roof, Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, now get that hatch open.
What about Tommy?
No use, Colo. We can't bother with heavy.
This hatch is stuck.
Here, Colo, fix.
Here. Atta boy. How'd you get now? Into the drink.
Well, Jim. What was it, Colo?
You better step on it, Jim. This baby's settling fast.
You go ahead.
Okay, dive in, Johnson.
Yep. Here goes nothing.
Hey, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Plane's in sync in 2 minutes. Which one, Jim?
Hey, Jim! Jim! Come on in! Quiet, fine!
Coming, Johnson.
Watch it now, Singley.
I can manage now, I think.
Well, the thing. What happened to them?
Let me lower you into the water, Singley. Colo, come on over here and give Sing a hand.
Come in, bud.
Can't swim very well with one arm.
What's wrong with your arm, Sing?
I very foolishly broke my collarbone in the landing.
Easy with him, Colo.
Pretty good. You okay, Sing?
You better get out of there yourself, Jim.
Right. First, kick my shoes off. Okay.
Hey, 2 minutes ago, we were cursing the moonlight. Now it's the luckiest fresh we could have.
Yeah. If they send anyone to look for us, you mean.
Hey, listen. You hear this one?
Yeah. The motor all right.
Yeah?
Probably a launch.
Hey, isn't that it? Up to the right?
Cannot tell. Motor been come this way, though.
Oh, boy. That's what I call real Jaluk service. Hey, cut that out.
Is it possible that carrier was Japanese? That they know who we are?
I don't see how it could be, Sing. It was Jap. Why did they throw that ACAC at us?
Maybe they spotted the plane's serial number and recognized it.
Yeah, but the plane that led us here was American.
Hey! Lay off, you idiot, will you? I'm on your side!
Them see Jap plane fall. Then shoot first. Find out later.
Right, Colo. That's just what I'm afraid of. They keep shooting at us. By the time they get here, there won't be anything left for them to rescue.